Hi guys, I'm Michelle, and you're listening to today's pronunciation challenge here on VoiceTube. So have you ever heard of this word, ikigai? Yes, it's Japanese. There is no direct translation in English. It is thought to combine words ikiru, meaning to live, and gai, meaning the realization of what one hopes for. So together, these definitions create the concept of a reason for being, a reason for one's existence. In other words, a reason to get up in the morning and enjoy life. 那么如果用中文来解释的话呢，大概就是生命的意义。Yep, that is the meaning of ikigai. I think it's a beautiful word. So have you found your ikigai? If you're not sure whether you're on the right track or not, here are four questions you can ask yourself. So question number one, am I doing what I love to do? Am I doing what I love to do? 我有在做我热爱的事情吗？And number two, am I doing what I'm good at? Am I doing what I'm good at? 我有在做我擅长的事情吗? Number three, am I doing what the world needs? Am I doing what the world needs? 我所做的事情是被需要的吗? And the last question is, am I getting paid well for what I do? Am I getting paid well for what I do? 我有得到我应有的报酬吗? 好的, After I got to know what ikigai is and went through the four questions, I noticed something. You know, people always say you need to find your passion in life. No offense to that, but if this is the ultimate approach to living a happy life, then why are there people who follow their passion yet didn't really end up in balance? Yeah, that is the point, in balance. Or you might have heard of things like,I think I have lost my passion. I can't remember why I started this. Something like that. See, passion alone doesn't last forever. It's like an infatuation. An infatuation, 就像热恋期一样。If you don't have something else to help you stick to it, it's not gonna last. It's not gonna work.Yeah, so find one's passion in life is a limited interpretation of the meaning in life.It's more than that. And in today's video, we are going to look at a guidance that I believe is congruent with ikigai. So without further ado, let's take a look at today's sentences. So don't use passion as that solitary compass. What instead you need to do is you want to marry your passion with your mission, your vocation, and your profession. Once again, so...Don't use passion as that solitary compass. What instead you need to do is you want to marry your passion with your mission, your vocation, and your profession. All right, before we move on to the vocabulary, let's take a closer look at the sentences. 好，我们来看发音的部分。首先 ,so, 这边停顿一下。So,Don't use passion. 好 ,don't 的尾音 t, 弱化停顿。Don't, 注意 don't 的时候你的舌尖还是最后会落在要发 t 的位置，只是没有把舌尖放下来送气而已。所以 don't use. 好，再来 use 的部分 s 发的是 z 的音。Don't use. Passion. As that.How as 跟 that 可以稍微有一种拼在一起，我不能说连，因为他们两个字其实连不太起来，但可以是拼在一起处理的 as that. 那么 that 这边比较特别，它的 t 的尾音弱化，但是这个字本身它并没有被弱化，它是 th 跟母音 r 还是都有照顾到的 as that. 再来 solitary.以及 compass、中音在第一音节 com 后面的 pass 母音并不是 l 它已经弱化成了的音所以是 compass 好这句我们念一遍 So don't use passion as that solitary compass 再来往下 What instead you need to do 好这几个字一串你可以感受到讲者他把它当作一个有意义的单位来处理所以这几个字好像都黏在一起一样所以我们来一起练习看看首先 what 跟 instead 连起来变成 what instead OK, 再来 instead 跟 you 可以变成 instead you, instead you, du, du. 好，我们先念这三个字就好。What instead you? What instead you? 再来 you need to. 好， you 跟 need 之间还好，难度在 need 跟 to 两个连起来的部分。那么啊，我们影片的讲者呢，他是把 the 跟 to 变成一个弹舌音处理，所以你会听到的是 What instead you need? What instead you need?我还没有念到 to 的母音哦，我只是停在子音的部分 need 哒哒哒。 OK， 那么我们再把母音放上去的话，就变成 What instead you need to do? Need to do, need to do。 OK， 好，那么当然如果你觉得 need 跟 to 之间你用弹舌音处理吃力的话，千万不要勉强，你可以用送气音处理，没有问题的。不一样的讲者会用不一样的方式处理他们自己习惯的连音，好比有的人可能会把need 的尾音的弱化，然后 to 带出来， to 还是有送气的，所以可能可以念成 what instead you need to do, need to do 也是没有问题的。好，那我们先以本次的影片讲者为主来再念一次看看。 What instead you need to do? What instead you need to do is you wanna marry, marry, marry. You wanna marry your passion with your mission,your vocation and your profession. 好，这部分呢特别要练习的地方是语调。那么前几次我们教过的语调呢，主要在强调的是抓出你想要强调的重点字，然后对它做一些处理，比如说提高、加重、放慢等等。那么哪一些字适合拿来强调呢？会依你个人想表达的重点不同，而声音表情就会处理的不一样。OK， 那么另外一个例子，也就是说语调的表现呢，在某些情境之下它是有比较约定俗成的状况，也就是说普遍大家在这个情境的时候都会这么唱，都是这么个唱法。好比这里是举例，举例这里举了什么呢？举了 passion, mission, vocation and profession。 好，他举了四个例子，那你会注意到这四个例子的前面三个的语调都是高起来的，表示他还没讲完，而最后 profession 结束，所以语调就掉下去收尾。 Alright, 我们再一起唱唱看。 You wanna marry your passion with your mission, your vocation and your profession。好的，我们整句话再来一次。 So don't use passion as that solitary compass. What instead you need to do is you want to marry your passion with your mission, your vocation and your profession. Okay? Alright, and now let's move on to the vocabulary. 我们就来看单字的部分。首先第一个 solitary, solitary, 在这边是形容词，意思是 the only person or thing in a place. The synonyms of this word are solo, alone, and isolated. 这个字呢有孤独的意思，但它也有比较中性一点的意思，也就是指单独。单独就不一定是好或不好的意思，对吗？ So for example, he enjoys taking a solitary walk to experience the healing energy of silence. He enjoys taking a solitary walk. 他喜欢一个人散步，独自散步， a solitary walk to experience, 去感受 the healing energy of silence, 宁静的疗愈力量。 Okay, he enjoys taking a solitary walk to experience the healing energy of silence. And next we have solitude.Solitude, 这个字是名词，表示的是 the state of being alone, 也就是单独的一个状态，我们可以用 solitude 这个字。 So for example, great people are always busy, but can still manage to find some time in solitude to reflect upon themselves. 杰出的人 great people are always busy, 总是忙碌， but can still manage to find some time, 但总是人有办法找出一些时间 to find some time in solitude,找出独处的时间来做什么呢？ To reflect upon themselves, 来自我反省。好，整句再一次。 Great people are always busy, but can still manage to find some time in solitude to reflect upon themselves. 接着我们来看 marry, Mary. 那 Mary 在这里是指 join together, to combine two different qualities harmoniously, 把两个不一样的东西融合在一起，呈现一个和谐的状态。我们就可以用 Mary 这个动词来表示。So for example, the design marries functionality with aesthetic elements. 这个设计 the design marries 融合了 functionality 功能性还有美学的元素 aesthetic elements. The design marries functionality with aesthetic elements. And then next we have congruent. Congruent. 以融合的角度来看，这个字跟 Mary 是类似的。那我们这次的影片，它在一开头就用到了这个字 congruent. Congruent 也是指 the state of harmony 跟和谐的状态有关。那么数学呢，我们会用到这个字是 congruent triangles， 就是指全等三角形。那么用来表示一致的、合而为一的，我们可以用在比如说以下这个例子。Authenticity occurs when what we think and what we feel is congruent with what we say and do. Authenticity 也就是指真实性 Authenticity occurs when what we think and what we feel is congruent with what we say and do. 当我们脑袋想的、心里感受的、嘴巴说的还有行动表现出来的都一致合而为一的话我们就会表现出所谓的 authenticity 真实性 Okay?And then we have vocation. Vocation. Vocation, 职业。不过它这个职业的定义又再更深层一点。它特别拿来指the type of work that you feel you are suited to doing and to which you give all your time and energy. 也就是说你愿意投注你的所有时间和精力在这个工作职业上面。这是你的 vocation. 所以可以说是你的职业。你的使命，你的天职，好，我们可以叫 vocation 这个字。And the synonyms of this word are calling, mission, or life work. So for example, 如果你很热爱你的工作，你觉得你对你的工作是很有使命感的，你可以说这句话。I consider what I do as a vocation, not just a job. I consider what I do as a vocation,Not just a job. 我认为我所从事的事情呢，不是只是一份工作而已，而是我的使命，我的天职。So I consider what I do as a vocation, not just a job. 或者是呢 to do great work, you should have a vocation for it. 如果你想要有卓越的表现啊 to do great work, you should have a vocation for it. 那你就要对它有使命感 you should have a vocation for it. 那么另外呢，跟使命天职有关的一个字呢，就是 mission。mission， 我们都知道 mission 就是指任务的意思，好比 mission impossible。那这里的 mission 就是指跟军事有关的任务或使命，我们就是会用到这个字 mission， 或者不一定要跟军事相关，总之就是某个任务啊，比如说我任务达成了 mission accomplished 啊，也可以用这个字。那么 mission 同样的跟 vocation 一样，也有。使命和天职的意思 Any work that someone believes it is their duty to do 那么我在写 mission 的这个例子的时候呢我就突发奇想蛮好奇想要知道别人的 life mission 是什么所以我就 Google 了一下我们来听听看这些人的 mission in life 好首先第一位呢他说 My mission in life is to bring comfort to others My mission in life is to bring comfort to others. 好，这个人他觉得他的人生使命，他的天职是要来疗愈大家的 ，bring comfort to others. 好，非常伟大。好，再来这一位呢，他说 ，My mission in life is to thrive.My mission in life is to thrive. 他觉得他来到这世上的意义呢，就是为了要成长茁壮，然后成功，就是用这个字 thrive, thrive. 然后再来这一位 ，My mission in life is to empower people to develop.My mission in life is to empower people to develop. OK, 这个人他可能是老师会不会他觉得他的使命就是要来给别人力量让他们成长 empower people to develop. OK, 那最后这一位呢我觉得蛮有趣的他说 My mission in life is to make everybody as uneasy as possible. 他觉得他的使命是要来让大家都不好过。OK, 这个使命非常的伟大就是为了要激励旁边的人让旁边的人学会宽容学会包容学会忍耐。OK, 所以他的人生使命挺牺牲的对不对他是来扮黑脸的好。 Okay, that's about it for today's pronunciation challenge. But before we end today's session, 我要跟各位报告一下，就是未来我的口说挑战将会从每周一和五改为不固定。You will still hear from me like once in a blue moon. Just kidding. I might just pop in to say hi and learn English with you guys every once in a couple of while. So this is not a farewell. I'm not going to say goodbye. So as always...Thank you guys for being so, so awesome. I mean it. And please make sure to leave a comment and recording, and I will see you guys next time.